Right around the country, it is the Jimmy and Ace Show. Thanks for being here, guys.
Nathan, did you get the Randall Pools ready for a three-time Grammy Award nominated and Brit Award winning multi-platinum singer, songwriter and guitarist hailing all the way from the UK? His breakout moment arrived with the release of his critically acclaimed debut album, Chaos and the Calm, in 2015. The album contains soul-stirring tracks like Hold Back the River and Let It Go, which you and I have a story for both.
And it not only good, just good, not good stories.
They're not good stories. They're not good, but we will tell you. It not only catapulted him to fame, but also earned him fans all around the world. His raw talent and emotive songwriting has continued to captivate audiences with subsequent releases, solidifying his place as one of the contemporary music's most compelling voices. Today, he's here to talk about All My Broken Pieces, which was originally written, not recorded, 10 years ago. So, yes, he's taken his foot off the pedal. He no longer cares about creating new music. Please welcome to the show, James Bay!
Nailed it. So accurate.
Yeah. That's
the bitter truth.
Yeah, he walked in here.
We got anything good from 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, my manager would weep to hear that because, bless him, for 10 years he tried to get me to record that song.
Oh, so he was constant about it?
10 years ago that he thought, like, this is a great song. Why not? And I can never really sort of put my finger on sort of why. But yeah.
So he's been pushing it for a very long time, and you're like, nah, don't tell me what to do.
A few of the team definitely, well, they always stood by it. So it's, I don't know, it's funny how it goes. And I can't, it's almost as if, I don't know if this is just a weak answer, but it's as if it was like similar to, it felt too sort of similar to a lot of the other stuff that I was sort of saying in the songs on my first album. And so something is going to kind of fall short and like not make it.
Yeah.
Because of that as well, I just sort of pushed it away and sort of shunned it and sort of thought, nah, that's just not going to work. And then it had been, I don't know, 2 years since I'd listened to it at all.
Yeah.
Played the demo back.
Was the truth really, though, that, you know, Taylor Swift re-releasing all these music and songs from the vault?
Inspiring all of us.
Yeah. And your management went, if she's doing it, James, you can
Well, we can dip.
Also, I want James Bay friendship bracelets. Yeah. And
date an NFL player?
Yeah, no, I tried that too.
James didn't work. You're more of a Premier League guy.
Yeah, I was picking up on my Premier League guy. You better believe it.
If you had to date someone in the Premier League, who would it be?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Callum Wilson, who plays for Newcastle, who's a team I support. He is one of the most handsome footballers I've ever seen.
He's a good looking rooster.
Are they him or Jack Grealish? I reckon it'd be
Grealish. Has got
he's
something
a good
going
looking
on
as well.
He can be like the side piece.
Or Virgil van Dijk, what a face. I'm not sure about the little beard on the bottom, but the
I don't like the
crazy
little flush.
Oh my god, let's do James Bay Bachelor and bring them all in.
Let's go. Here we go.
Marry, kill.
It'll take us 10 years to bring them all in anyway. No, we want to thank you for not, you know, for we call it the James Bay rule, the 10-year rule now, because we're just replaying content on the radio show we did from 10 years ago.
It's worth it. Yeah. There's a whole new audience for it.
Yeah, exactly. Our boss is like, stop doing that. It's like, James Bay did it. He's one of Brit.
There you go.
But we had a couple of stories that we're going to tell you. I'll do the whole Back the River one because I think the Let It Go one is somehow worse. But
it's worse because more people are involved.
You know, like you just sort of connect the song. And Nathan and I now, mates, we've been mates for a long time, well before we were doing radio. Mm-hmm. And Nathan got married recently.
Oh, yeah.
And
thank you very much.
On the Bucks party, we went to New Zealand. And we've always loved Hold Back the River. And I feel like it's a great karaoke song as well. Like you can request it and everyone can sort of sing.
Oh, sure. Nice one. And you know, around 10:30 at night, you've had a few drinks. There's 15 blokes. You're in another country. And you feel a bit karaoke.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. Well, that's where we were.
That's where you were.
Just to set the scene. That's the vibe that we're in at the moment.
Like every night for a week. And it was a week is way too long for a buck.
And we kept going to this one place. It was tiny. It couldn't have been bigger than the studio we're in right now.
It maybe fit like 30-40 people at max, but I'm talking like crammed in.
And there was this one guy, and he was just an acoustic cover guy, and he was sitting, and he was the same guy, was it? Same guy who was performing there every night. And every night, post 10:30, we would storm into this place and we would scream, James Bay, Hold Back the River!
And then I think it was like the second last night, and he was like, I am not playing Hold Back the River. You guys can.
He hates it.
Yeah, I've ruined this song for him.
But the best was, so this is 3 days. Nah. No. And then the Thursday, we come in and we go, Hold Back the River. And he goes, oh, and I think he did Hold Back the River. We're like, yeah. And then he stopped.
You know what? I sort of took a leaf out of his book recently. Like, it feels like coming through the pandemic and stuff, and you do all this like live stuff in the pandemic, like live stream stuff.
Yeah.
And then now, and people are like in the comments saying, play this one, play that one, play this one.
Yeah.
And now, we're back at live shows, obviously, having been for a little bit. And there is always 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the audience who are shouting for a song that is not on the set list. Yeah. And it was like Chris Martin I saw do it in the pandemic. And I just thought, I've just started to think, screw it. Like, I'm going to just play him a chorus. Can't hurt.
Yeah.
All of that. And it totally works. It goes down really great. It's a magic little thing. Like, yeah. they get some part of what they wanted because they wanted a bit of it live.
Just give a little teaser.
I can do it.
That's right. We had Dermot Kennedy.
Like your man. Yeah. Sorry, we had
Dermot in. Yeah, Dermot Kennedy. Great man. So nice. And we were asking him the same thing. And he's like, I'll let you in a little secret. He's like, when I see people request stuff, I'm kind of like, I don't want to play it.
That makes him not want to play it. Yeah. I know that. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I tell you what the worst one is for one's ego.
Yeah.
Is when they request a cover you've done once before.
Oh, it's not even your song.
Wait a minute. It's not even my song.
Oh, do Love Story, James Bay.
No, go to a Taylor Swift concert. She's doing loads right now. Yeah. There's loads of tickets.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so the Let It Go story, I need you to put your headphones on for this one because there is something that you need to hear. Right. So it was about, how long ago was this, Jim?
This was probably 10 years ago.
This is 10 years ago.
We were working. When did Let It Go come out?
10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. 10 years ago.
We were at a different radio station in Australia. Yeah. A big radio station. Has red colours.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one it was.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. And Nathan and I were at that stage of our careers of helping other shows. So we weren't on air. We were behind the scenes outside.
Yeah, sure.
And so
doing the producing stuff. See those guys out there? Yeah. Doing that stuff. You'll get there one day, guys.
You'd gone number one, big moment, and this show had a countdown segment.
It was a countdown show.
You know, it goes like 10. Yeah. No, song number 10 here in Australia.
Yeah, okay, got you.
And it was the big announce that, you know, Let It Go was going number one in Australia, around the country.
The guy who was on air, I'm going to name him, he went home early. We had an event on, or he was going to something. Mm. So we just said to us two idiots, can you put the show together? Yeah. So we had to put in the bits and put in
plug
the
in
songs.
All the songs, all the behind the scenes stuff.
Okay, got you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to play something, okay?
this played all around Australia,
by the way. This isn't the actual moment, but it's what people would have heard, right? So right around the country, it was like, and number one, like the most streamed song in Australia, you know, big booming American voice. And then there's the silence before. It's like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be?
I'm more ready than it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to who the artist of the Let It Go song was that I dragged in.
This is my sweet, beautiful nemesis.
Adina Menzel.
I have got what an unbelievable song. And like, I've got a toddler, I've got a 2.5-year-old who in a matter of months or years is going to be like, what is this film? And what is that song? It's coming.
I'm just going to be like, Dad, your version is nowhere near this version.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, and the worst part was because it was a night thing, so no one was at work. So Nathan and I, we left because like no one else is here.
We're in the car.
So we're in the car, but we're listening. So that comes on. I just look at Nathan. I'm like, we're never going to work in radio again.
So that's why I'm doing theatres and not arenas.
Yeah, it's our fault. It's our fault.
And the host, who is still on air, he sent an email the next morning going, Jimmy and Nathan need to come into the office, and this is like to the bosses, and explain why they shouldn't be fired for this, like, heinous mistake.
Yeah, be not weird. We said, let it go.
Obviously, have to beat that name out.
We couldn't believe it.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Well, look where we are. We're doing all right.
Yeah. So in one circumstance, you know, we're really championing your song in the karaoke world in Queensborough.
Forcing a poor man to play it.
The other one, we've absolutely ruined.
Throw me under the bus. Throw me all the way under the bus.
That's why you've been asked to do James Bay on Ice so much.
I mean, oh, that is it, isn't it? You know, coincidence, I was genuinely asked to do that last year.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, well, I was asked to perform, not like skate.
Really?
Skate. Yeah, I was,
James Bay on Ice?
I was asked to just perform for like a European ice skating competition.
Can you skate?
No, I can't do it. I was just going to be on the side on a stage singing my song. Like, I would be flat on my face the whole time.
What is the weirdest, have you had a really weird, odd request to perform somewhere? Or a private gig?
Well, somebody asked me a million years ago, around about Let It Go coming out. There was someone asking if I think it was like, you get those private ones that you get corporate private events, and then you get private people who are like, will you come and play at my wedding, I guess. And some guy was like, will you come and play, and will you also be my daughter's prom date? No, I'm not going to do that. No. Yeah, you said you wanted weird.
Yeah, and then they said, 15 million, I'll do it. 15 million.
Nathan, we got offered a bunch of money from a guy very high at McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was his daughter's 18th?
It was 18th birthday, and he wanted us to do a 20-minute McDonald's-based stand-up set.
Wow.
And it was a lot of money. Yeah. And we were like, Because we don't have any McDonald's stand-up gear. No. You don't have that at the top of your head.
But it needed to be that. It needed to be connected.
Yeah, he's like, it has to be 20 minutes of McDonald's.
Every joke had to be McDonald's stuff. Based. And we said no, and he goes, all right. And he just kept putting more money on it. I was like, it doesn't matter how much, like, I don't have any McDonald's gear.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Wow.
Like, what do you did want you, me to do?
You went for it in the end, right?
Of course, it was great.
Of course we did. James. Everyone's got a price.
Everyone's got a price.
And you would have been a prom day
for the right price.
Yeah. James, mate, you look at it, two of the biggest corporate sellers. You know,
right? respect.
It's commercial radio, mate.
It's commercial radio.
Jimmy Nath on Ice, 2025. Can't wait. James Bay, we love you, mate. All My Broken Pieces. It's an absolute banger. Go and get it, guys. You are welcome on this show anytime, mate. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And we'll leave you with a little bit of outro music, okay? There you go, mate. Thank you, James Bay.
Mic smash. Mic drop.